Coast Radio News Watch. The truth verified.
An international relations expert has weighed in on the escalating diplomatic tensions between South Africa and the United States. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has confirmed we won't be invited to next year's G20 summit in Miami. Pretoria has also been excluded from the first meeting of G20 Sherpas this month. South Africa, which this week handed over the presidency of the G20 to Washington, has been criticized for having what the U.S. calls a radical agenda and a tolerance for violence against Afrikaners. Rubio says under the U.S. presidency, the G20 will return to what he's referred to as real reforms. International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola has responded, saying no single member of the G20 has the right to shut another member out. Brooke Spencer is a former U.S. diplomat and an associate editor at the Daily Maverick.
So the Trump administration saw the most recent G20 as a kind of international version of the very things that they disliked in America on an individual national basis. And that led to the boycott that we saw. And the Trump version of the G20 is to return it to its original nature, which was solely related to issues of economics and international finance. And in the process to, let's be clear, to punish South Africa by not including them.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says South Africa won't ask other nations to boycott the G20. Spectres outlined suggestions on how Pretoria should approach the situation.
The knee-jerk reaction to boycott something doesn't solve the problem and it doesn't make things better. It may make it worse. I would encourage the South African government to take the high ground and encourage important countries to say to the Trump administration, we really think you need to refine your approach.
Etiqueni is clamping down on pollution to ensure that beaches are safe and ready for visitors this festive season. The municipality briefed the media yesterday on what it calls critical administrative issues. The city has assured residents and holidaymakers that all 23 beaches in Durban are open and safe for swimming. But acting city manager Sibokele says pollution remains an issue.
There are people that at times connect and discharge onto our catchments and our streams. There is going to be improved and increased enforcement in that regard.
Another pre-trial hearing is on the court roll in the Thabo Bester prisoner escape matter. The murder convict and co-accused Nandipa Magodumana are due back in the High Court in Bloem today. The pair and seven others are accused of plotting Bester's escape from the Mangung Correctional Service Centre in 2022. They're also facing charges of fraud, money laundering and arson. Meanwhile, Bester and Magodumana are awaiting the outcomes of separate legal challenges around their arrest and detention. And finally, we have an update on that Fabergé egg swallowed by a thief in New Zealand. And yes, it's finally hatched. Police say they've now recovered the diamond-encrusted trinket after watching over the suspect for six very long days. The 32-year-old gulped down the egg from a store in Auckland, but was arrested before he could flee. Police had assigned one lucky officer to watch over the man while waiting for nature to deliver the goods. The $20,000 locket was inspired by a James Bond film, which revolves around a plot to steal a rare Fabergé egg. Devon's Lair reaching a high of 30 degrees today. Maritzburg 34, Richards Bay 33. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, Eben Etzebeth handed a 12-week ban for eye gouge incident. Norwegian Christopher Reitan leads the Nedbank Golf Challenge. And live cricket score update for you. Travis Head with another four. Australia 45 for no loss in reply to England's 334 runs in the second test, the first innings.